Hey, welcome back to our segment, Out of the Tower, where we take principles that we teach in our classrooms to our students, and we try to give them to you in bite-sized chunks to give a real practical handle on how to do this thing of living the Sent Life on mission. And as we do each week, we welcome my friend Dr. George Robinson into our Sent Life studios. Dr. Robinson, welcome.
Hey, glad to be here.
What do we got this week, George, for our Out of the Tower segment?
We're going to talk about how to make them wish it were true.
Okay, let's hear it. What we got?
So Blaise Pascal said a long time ago that we need to communicate the truths of Scripture in such a way as to make people wish they were true, because they are.
Wow.
And so that's one of the things I think we oftentimes as Christians suffer with our evangelism, is that we tend to unfold prepackaged concepts and ideas, and we don't talk about the gospel in compelling ways. Mm. And so you have to sharpen your storytelling skills. You think about it. Like, if you watch a news segment and you see on that news segment they're giving the latest stat, mm-hmm. Statistic for some thing that's going on, maybe it's COVID or whatever, they don't just give the stat. They add a story to that. The stat is the fact, but the story is the vehicle that carries the fact. And so it's really important for us, if we're going to make people wish the gospel were true, because it is, then we need to learn how to share our story and how to share God's story in such a way that's compelling. And one of the biggest things that I can encourage your listeners to do is to learn how to think and speak biblically about heaven. Mm. You know, we think through church history. You've got things like the Renaissance period where, you know, Michelangelo paints on the roof of the Sistine Chapel, and you've got naked babies floating on clouds playing harps and everything. That's just not a compelling vision when it comes to heaven. And nor are some of the book series and movie series and everything that talk about heaven as well. So when you look at the end of the true story of the whole world, what you find is a really compelling picture. The story begins in a garden in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, and it ends in a city, and that city is a place of unimaginable beauty and creativity. And so heaven, what is most indicative about heaven in Revelation chapter 22 is that God has made his dwelling there in our midst. And so everything is in relation to him. And so one of the things that I've done and tried to train others to do is to begin to talk about heaven in such a way as to make them wish it were true. You think about even culturally all the songs out there that mention heaven. If I say, think of a song, name a song right now that talks about heaven in some way, you're going to come up with everything from Bryan Adams to Bruno Mars to Led Zeppelin.
Right?
All of these songs talk about heaven, and they're all reduced and myopic and man-centered. But if we can begin to talk about the gospel, tell the true story of the whole world in such a way as to make them wish it were true, what we'll find is our evangelism will lead them to see that it actually is.
That's a great point. What a great point. We want to share the gospel in such a way that people just are compelled, they're drawn into it, as opposed to just listing some facts like we're trying to sell them something.
That's right.
Great point. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Robinson, as we step out of the tower and onto the streets. Appreciate you tuning in this week for The Sent Life.
Sweet.